Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Emily. I am from California. I started listening to your show about 6 months ago, and I absolutely love you guys. You are hysterical. I am married, so I love the marital banter. It's awesome. So I have a few stories, but I mean, it all kind of started when I was fairly young. Weird stuff would happen to me, or I would see weird things that no one else in my family, that none of that stuff ever happened to them. So when I was really little, I think I was about 7, my dad's a contractor, and he built my family a house, kind of up in the hills. The area where I used to live is actually known for having a lot of Indian burial grounds. So here's that. Anyways, so my dad built this house, and it was beautiful. It was pretty big. However, I would always feel very creeped out. That's the right word. Whenever I was there by myself. Not because it was big, but even during the daytime, if I was home by myself, I would feel very uncomfortable. This one time, I was sitting on our front. I was sitting on the stairs that go up to the second floor. But as I'm sitting there, you can look out the front door. Because it was basically an all-glass front door. I was sitting there waiting for my dad to get home to pick me up. And as I'm sitting on the stairs, I watch the door handle go down, push open, and then go down and push close again. And even talking about it, I get the chills because it just freaked me out as a kid, because there was no one on the other side of the door. I could see there was no one on the other side of the door. So I ran upstairs and I went and hid in my bed like that was going to do anything. But anyways, there's that to start. And a couple other stories. However, one I really want to share because it's actually a really, really cool story about my grandparents. So I have 2 older sisters, and we were extremely close to my grandparents. They lived about 6 hours away, but my parents would make sure we saw them all the time. I mean, their home felt like our home. We were just extremely close to them. They were married about almost 65 years, I believe. And so when I was going to college, I think it was about my second year, my grandma started becoming ill with a form of leukemia. so bad that they had to put her in a hospice home. And pretty soon after that, my grandpa, he had a seizure. He had a benign brain tumor that caused a seizure. And so he had to be taken to the hospital. It was pretty shortly after my grandma was taken to the hospice care. So anyways, my sisters and I heard the news of my grandparents falling ill, my grandpa being the worst, because he was going to have to get surgery done to remove the brain tumor. So my grandpa had the surgery. Sorry, let me go back. So my grandpa had the surgery. Sorry. My grandpa had the surgery done, and everything went really well. The benign brain tumor was removed. However, my grandma was getting a lot worse. And so my dad went to the hospital. My grandpa was in recovery, and he told him, he's like, you know, Dad, Mom is not going to be coming back home. And he said, well, then our house might as well be a pile of sticks, because I do not want to go back there if she can't be there with me. So, so there's that. Shortly after that, my grandpa passed away. I think that night he passed away, and so my sisters and I traveled. My dad called us and told us the news, so we drove to go see them, or to go see my grandma after my grandpa had passed. And it's just really sad for everybody. My dad, his sister, my sisters, and I. So shortly after my grandpa passed, my dad and my aunt decided to tell my grandmother that, you know, my grandpa had passed. She was pretty fragile at that point, and things were just going downhill. But they told her. My sisters and I were there, and, you know, you could hear from her room, she was just wailing, just crying hysterically. And that night she passed away. So they actually passed away within about 3 days of each other. It's pretty cool, but the even cooler part is that, the day that they told my grandmother that my grandpa had passed, we were staying at their house, at my grandparents' house, and we just told my grandmother, and I think a few hours later, we went back to their house. Everybody went to sleep, knowing that my grandmother was still alive at that point, and I fell asleep, and I had this dream. I was, which I know now that they were actually coming to me, but I had this dream that I walked out of my bedroom, and I stood at the top of their stairs. From the top of their stairs, you could look down into the living room. And as I was standing at the top of the stairs, I looked down, and my grandma and grandpa are sitting on the couch together. And they have their arms around each other, and they say, Hey, Em, come down here. We want to talk to you. And it felt weird. At that point I knew it wasn't a dream. So I was like, no, you know, I don't think so. And they're like, well, you know, we just want to tell you how much we love you. And, we just ask that you take really good care of your father for us. And that was it. And then I woke up, and knowing what I know now, I wish I had gone down there to talk to them, because I still miss them so much. That was like over 10 years ago, but it's just like it was yesterday. But anyways, I do have other stories, but I know that was a long one. Sorry about that. It's just really cool getting to see them together one last time. It was just cool because that morning when I woke up, I already knew that my grandma had passed away. I came downstairs and everybody told me, and I didn't say it, but I was like, yeah, I already know.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.